Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation. My name is T.J. Jackson, and with me is my eldest brother, Taj Jackson.
Hold on, T.J.
What is going on, big bro? Everything okay?
I'm under the weather right now.
You sound it. I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah, this is actually the good version of what I sounded like. I was worse about an hour or two ago. So, yeah, the listeners are going to definitely hear a different voice.
Well, it shows your professionalism and your dedication to the show for being here. So, Todd, thank you very much.
Of course.
And that's not said with sarcasm. As
I know. Actually, you meant it. Very surprising.
To everyone who may be watching us right now on YouTube or Facebook, thank you so much for joining. Of course, we are live right now. But you also may be listening to us via the podcast. Yes, each and every episode is converted to a podcast. So if you are a podcast listener and didn't know that, make sure to check us out on all your favorite podcast streaming platforms. If you do listen to our podcast, we'd love it if you can give us, I guess, the 5-star, whatever it is, to help people locate this kind of content. This is, you know, we talk in the grief space, and it's not one of those spaces where it gets as much love as we feel it deserves to get. So leaving a positive comment or review really helps the algorithms at those podcast platforms really push it to someone who may need it or someone who may be looking for it. So that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
Saying all that, it's time for a disclaimer. We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who've experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we like to think we have learned from it. So we like to share our opinions in an attempt to help you get through whatever it is you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek and find it. Please, please, please do not just rely on us. If you are watching this show and this is your first introduction to who we are, we are founders and board members for the D.D. Jackson Foundation, where we like to help people get through a significant loss in life. We both lost our mother at young ages, and along with our middle brother, Terrell, and we, the three of us, started this foundation. So if you are interested to learn more about what DDJF does, please make sure to go visit the website. That website is www.ddjf.org. Mm-hmm. 4 letters, ddjf.org.
Yeah.
Taj Jackson, anything else I need to say before we get into kind of a recap of what we've been up to in the last week?
Not that I know of, no. Kind of said it all.
All right. Well, with that in mind, is there anything that was exciting that happened to you in the past week?
Well, I think both of us, you had Francis's birthday on Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I think the next day I had my 10-year anniversary, and then Father's Day was after that. So there's a lot of going on. How was Francis's birthday?
It was great. I think the more important question was, how was Father's Day? No, I'm just playing. It was great, Taj. We went, I hope you all know that I'm just joking and I just keep it light, but it was fun. We went to San Diego for the weekend and kind of celebrated both of our little events. But it was a lot of fun. It was a good time. I always forget how great San Diego is when I haven't been in a while. It's so chill. The weather's just perfect, and it's just a good vibe. And it seems like you're away from LA, but you are away, but you know, you're still in SoCal, so it's not too far of a trek, but it feels like you're on a little vacation. So it was really fun. It was cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
And how about you?
Well, we kind of celebrated the week before when we did that Disney trip. That was kind of an all-encompassing anniversary / for the kids / Father's Day. It was pretty much everything.
Very cool.
And so, we kind of took it easy on this next time around.
Yeah. You got to pace yourself, Taj. You guys have 2 and 1 in the oven. You got to pace yourself.
Definitely got to pace yourself. But yeah, so it was fun. You know, it's always fun in that way. And it's just, it's, you know, the girls got me a card and all that stuff, and Taylor's at the age where she can write her name now. So she wrote her name and Toya's name. And it's just so cute. But yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing, amazing. Well, Taj, I think we are ready to start our intro for our guests, if that works for you.
Yes.
On today's episode of the Power of Love Show, we welcome a very special guest. His name is Grant Gary. Grant Gary is a multi-passionate person of Armenian heritage with an interest in telling stories that help others find meaning, purpose, and hope. He is passionate about long-form conversations, singing, nonfiction literature, meditation, writing, coffee, and cars. Grant earned his bachelor's degree from Loyola Marymount University. Yes. He studied improv at the Grounding School. The Grounding School is a member of SAG-AFTRA and a certified grief educator. He previously produced and acted in Black Cat, for which he received 6 Best Feature wins. Other acting credits include NCIS Los Angeles, Night of the Living Deb, Sweeney Todd, and Cinderella. His documentary film, Room for Cream, The Coffee Experience, explores how humans experience coffee from a psychological standpoint. For the film, he traveled to Guatemala, farmed coffee beans, traveled to Washington, D.C., interviewed New York Times bestselling author Daniel H. Pink, and of course, visited various coffee houses around town. His new film, Meet Me Where I Am, explores the topic of grief through individual stories of loss, love, and hope. The film aims to normalize grief in our culture and explores how we can actively participate in helping others through grief. Here today to discuss a bit about his upcoming film, Meet Me Where I Am. Without much further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only Grant Gary to the Power of Love Show. Grant, how are you, man?
Hi, I'm doing well. This is exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, first of all, big props to you. It seems like we have a lot of interest, similar interests. You know, the meditation, I'm not there yet, but I'm working my way that way. The nonfiction reading, I am there. And although I had a first question for you, I have to ask you real quick, because I'm a big Daniel Pink fan. What was one thing you took away from your talking with him?
He's so interesting. Well, the one reason we got him to be in the film was because he talks about drinking a cup of coffee and then taking a nap, which he coins the nappuccino. And
nappuccino.
And his whole book, the book When, I'm not sure if you've read that, but it's all about the science behind perfect timing. So whether we think so or not, there's actually a right and wrong time to do certain things, like drinking a cup of coffee.
Wow.
And so that was really interesting to me. He taught me all about how when you wake up in the morning, your body's, you know, still releasing cortisol, and that's what actually helps wake us up. And if you have coffee first thing in the morning, it's going to interfere with the production of it. So Wow. We actually need to wait about an hour to 90 minutes after we wake up.
Interesting.
And that's like the most sort of efficacious use of caffeine, I think.
Wow. And I'm not a coffee drinker, but my wife sure is. So I'm gonna have to share that one with her.
That's just one part of Daniel.
Yeah, that's just one answer.
Very cool. All right. Well, I guess now it's time to ask you the proper first question. And that is, you know, I know Taj is into filmmaking as well, but I'm curious to know what initially drew you, Grant Gary, to be a filmmaker? Was this always a passion of yours?
It was always a passion of mine. I think, simply put, movies drew me to filmmaking. I was very grateful to have a group of friends growing up that all liked movies. There was about 6 of us. So through elementary school and in high school, I mean, we were making films from a young age, just with like our parents' old camcorder, you know, the big ones that you'd have on your shoulder, stuff like that. So, we all just continued moving forward with that passion, just creating things, filming whatever we could. And I want to say 4 or 5 of us out of that group went on to to still do. I mean, I've worked with a couple of them. You know, we've collaborated on projects now as adults. Yeah. So that was pretty special. Yeah, it was just something that was like so normal in my house to like be go to the theater, go to movies, enjoy both of those. So I just always wanted to be part of that.
Yeah. And then how did we get to Meet Me Where I Am? How did that come to be?
Meet Me Where I Am. I was, well, I'll back up a little bit. Okay. I took a course in grief when I was in college. Mm. And it was like through the theater department, which was kind of odd at the time. But looking back, it was like so incredible, like just like so profoundly helpful to take a course like that, because you hear all these experiences, you read all these books, and you say, oh, I know that person that had that experience. Oh, but I didn't have any idea what they were going through. And this kind of helped, you know, helped us better understand to some degree what grievers go through. And it was, I just followed my curiosity with it. You know, could we get better at this? Can we get better at talking about it? Can we get better at helping people who are currently in active grief? So that was back when I was in college, that kind of occurred. And then I kind of just was interested. I would read books on grief at that time and still continue to do so. But I ended up being contacted by a group of people from the NK Foundation. The letters N and K stood for the founder's son who was tragically killed in 2018. Mm. His name was Nicholas Calls. And so it started with, the foundation started with his initials, and it became Nurture and Kindness as well. Mm-hmm. And so she felt that this was her only son that she had lost. Her name was Lisa. And they came to me saying, you know, people need to see what grievers go through, and we need to, you know, develop better language for them. And she knew a group of people in her community that she wanted to talk to. And so after a number of meetings, we decided, let's try and help people with this, and let's make this film. And that's kind of where we are.
Nice.
So powerful. You kind of touched on it, but had you thought that you'd be making a film around grief? Because that's not something that's a common thing to do. Like, you know, that's not like something that usually is on the first or one of the early priorities for an up and coming filmmaker. So for you to take on that task is an amazing thing.
I certainly did. I mean, if you'd have asked me like 10 years ago, I would have said, there's no way I'd be doing like comedy, which I still enjoy very much. But there's a balance there. And I think it's healthy to explore other emotions. Yeah. And I think to answer your question, I probably would have thought that I would have written a book on grief first. Because I just had written so much of just so many different life experiences. But when they came to me for the film, it spoke to me in ways that nothing else had. And I said, I think we can do this. I think we can make something really special. I think we can help a lot of people with it, and hopefully help, you know, hopefully it resonates with people.
Nice.
Taj, you're going to ask, cause I got another question, but I don't want to hog it.
I have a personal question. What made you choose Alamia?
Oh,
I went to Alamia too. That's why I'm asking.
Go Lions.
Yes.
Go
Lions. Me and Carol did. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. It was, that was one of those, a lot of people from my high school were turning out to go there.
Yeah.
And so I really enjoyed the community of people that were in my high school. And so I kind of feel like my high school was the high school version of LMU.
Yeah, graduating up to that point. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was just kind of a natural thing. And I just felt very comfortable there once I visited the school.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm so grateful for the time I had there. It was very meaningful.
Yeah.
That's what Taj,
because you were also, you said Bachelor of Arts or something like that. So we ran similar paths in that way. I didn't actually graduate though, so yet I should say.
There's still time.
Still time. Question, Grant, what can audiences expect from viewing Meet Me Where I Am? And I'm going to put up an overlay so you guys can see a little bit more of the visuals for Meet Me Where I Am.
Sure. I think in Meet Me Where I Am, they can expect to see individual stories of loss and what people went through and how they have moved forward in their lives and how they've made meaning in their lives. And I actually kind of want to talk about, I mean, since I brought that up, I should talk about what I mean by meaning. Well, I think a simple example would be what you guys have done with the Dede Jackson Foundation. And it's in no way is it a requirement that, you know, if you've suffered a major loss, if you've gone through a major grief, that you have to start some organization or you have to make a movie or write a book. But it's an option that I didn't know was possible. That, you know, we change as we move forward, our grief changes as we move forward, and meaning can just be in small things. Like, I think it's meaningful that I'm here talking about it with you guys today. Like, that's meaning to me. And I learned that from working with David Kessler on the film, renowned grief expert, David Kessler. I mean, he's just so, everything he says is, it resonates with me and others. And he told me that, he said, it's not, meaning is not in their death. Meaning is not in the loss, because, you know, you hear that and you say, there's no meaning in that. There's no meaning in this tragedy. There's no meaning in that. It's, and he's right. There isn't. It's in us, and it's what we can make of it moving forward. And so I hope that gets conveyed in the film.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know what was, you know, you may have just mentioned it, but what was the most surprising thing you learned when speaking with all the different voices in the grief space?
I think the most surprising thing I learned was every single person we talked to, I would ask them, you know, how would you define grief? They'd all have different answers. And the reason I would ask them how they define grief is because I don't think there's an objective definition of it. You know, if you look in Merriam-Webster, it'll say deep loss. And anybody that's been in grief knows, like, that's not going to cut it from my experience. And so I'd ask them that. And that I would get an array of different answers, you know, all sorts of different things. People would say it's, you know, it's shapes, it's, you know, it's the heat, it's, you know, anger, it's all encompassing. I feel it in my back, my body, all different answers. But when I asked them, what were some of the things that people did or said that were the most helpful for you? Every single person had the same answer. And that answer was the people who were just there. The people who were simply there. The ones who didn't try and fix anything. The people who were just present with me. And that was very, very interesting to hear and learn through this process.
Yeah, that, and I appreciate you sharing that, Grant, because that's one of the things, even for me who's had a significant loss, whenever a friend goes through a significant loss, I just now am feeling like I'm understanding what the best thing I can do for them is. It's not necessarily bombarding them with questions or not being there. You know, sometimes we get scared and we don't know what to say, so we don't say anything and we don't show up. So I appreciate, you know, we interview a lot of people when it comes to grief and loss, and it seems to be the same answer just in different ways. And I love the way you said it, just being there. That's a powerful thing to learn.
And I think that, you know, that kind of being scared can go both ways too. Like, if we're the griever, we don't always know what to say either. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to know what to say when we're trying to help our friends, when we're trying to help our loved ones. And at the same time, the griever might not know what to say. So we're all kind of in this together, not really knowing, but it's about just showing up and being present and kind of just assessing the relationship we have to the person, you know, and just taking it step by step.
This is great. Another question for you is, while making the film, was there anything you can say that you learned about yourself?
Yes. I think I learned that if we have the humility to admit we don't know everything, we don't know what the right thing is for everyone, we don't always know how to help people. If we have that humility to just admit, look, I don't know everything, I think we can actually open ourselves up to learn more. Yeah. and to get better moving forward.
That humility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very, very powerful. Very important too. Mr. Jackson, are you trying to unmute? Looks like it.
I was trying to unmute. The air conditioning's on. That's why I put it on mute. But in general, I mean, I was fascinated because, yeah, I mean, presence is everything in that way. And I'm happy that you touched on that. And I'm excited because I know this film will check a lot of boxes for people, you know, especially people that don't read or don't, you know, in that way, but might pop on a film in the future to explain grief to them in some way or another. So I just commend you on going that route because there isn't a lot of stuff on grief in the film space right now. And that's very hard to find. And I mean, there's some shows, but they have comedic tones and all that stuff, but not in terms of actual, like, this is all encompassing in a documentary of what someone might go through.
Well, thank you. And I think there's also like a lot of things in film and TV that do touch on grief, but sort of touch on like the things you shouldn't do, you know, like, yeah, like saying things to people like, oh, that was 6 months ago. You're still not over that yet.
You know? Yeah.
And one of the things that was important to me in the film was that, look, it changes. Your grief changes. It doesn't go away. And there's no getting back to the fixing it. There's no fixing it. And it was important for me to stress that you don't get over it. And that's maybe another thing I learned too, more so that I don't think there's a getting over it. Rather, there's a moving forward with that grief and how that grief is now part of you and part of your identity. And the hope for me is that like we can make meaning of it as we move forward. Of course, we don't wish what happened to us. It's uncomfortable. It makes us feel bad and sad. And at the same time, we can also have an element of meaning and gratitude to it.
The film is called Meet Me Where I Am, and the premiere is on July 2nd, 2023, so just a couple of weeks away, at 12:15 p.m. at the TCL Chinese Theater in Hollywood, California. So the question I have for you, Grant, is how can locals get tickets?
Yes, they can get tickets. Tickets are on a couple different places. So on an easy one is going on my website, grantgary.com. Right on the front page, you will see all the stuff for the Meet Me Where I Am film. And there's a link there that says get tickets, and you can click on that. Otherwise, you can go to danceswithfilms.com/meetmewhereiam. And I think there's dashes between Meet Me Where I Am. So, but at any rate, if you go to danceswithfilms.com, just make sure you search Meet Me Where I Am.
Or we could just go to Grant Gary, and that's GrantGarry.com for anyone who's listening.
There's also a ticket link in the bios for the Meet Me Where I Am film Instagram, as well as my personal Instagram, Grant Gary. Just the link in both of those bios there.
Awesome. 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 And then another question is, how can the rest of the world view your inspiring film?
That's the question. That's the question. Well, right now the premiere is kicking off our festival circuit run. And so the hope is that it's going to be in a few other states and a few other countries in the upcoming months, with the ultimate hope of our landing our distribution deal where it can be easily accessible for everyone to view it.
We are huge proponents of getting the grief anything grief related out there talking about it. You know, we always talk about how we're a winning society. We just like to focus on the winners, and we don't want to deal with losing or grief until we kind of have to. We think that's backwards. We think if we can get out in front of it and discuss it in a more open way, we would be able to deal with loss and grief in a healthier way. So the reason why I'm saying all that, Grant, is because we have a very strong little community that would love to support. So what can we do as a community to help this film be more omnipresent for those who need to see it?
That's a good question. What can we do as a community to help? Spread the word. Petition to get this on, one of the easily accessible streaming platforms. I mean, ultimately, you know, it's easy to say that with any film, just like, oh yeah, we want our film to go big. It's like, I genuinely want this film to be easily accessible. I don't want people to have to type in codes. I don't want people to create new accounts. I just want people, I want it to be free to me, you know, because I believe in it. I believe that, you know, our team has done such a good job at teaching people in this. And I think it teaches like healing as well. And so it's just, that's my hope, is that it resonates with people. My hope is that people think, you know, they see it and they say, oh, I never thought about it that way before. Or walking out after seeing it, they think, oh, maybe that's how I can better help my friend, instead of just saying my condolences.
Very, very powerful and very important. And Taj made the point a little bit earlier, and I think it you know, I'm a reader, but I also like to watch films. But some people, we need to hit everybody in different formats so that we can make sure we're touching, you know, and having access for every single purpose, yep. Every single person. So it's very powerful stuff. Taj, was there anything else? Because I had a couple more questions, and then
How long did it, from conception to where you finished, or I guess finished the editing, how long did it take for you in that way, in terms of when you were approached to actually finding everyone and all that, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, we started in the beginning of 2021. Mm-hmm. So just kind of coming out of COVID, like it was like we were starting to be able to like go places again. But we still had to work with like, you know, a very like few people. So it was just me and my film partner, James Slavin, who's a director in his own right. So we were able to collaborate on this, and it was just the two of us doing most of these interviews in the beginning. So we traveled all over filming them. So it was summer of 21 we started filming, and then we filmed through that next year, all through 2022.
Got it. Nice.
Grant, what's next for you?
Well, actually, you had mentioned it earlier in the opening, my coffee documentary we're still working on. And that one kind of overlapped with this one. James actually just got back from Guatemala for the third time filming there. And so, that one we just had a meeting about it recently, and we're really hoping to get that one in there, soon. And that one, you know, it's about how we can connect. I mean, this one is about, you know, Meet Me Where I Am is about connecting as humans, but how can we connect over a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How can we get better at doing this thing? You know, I noticed last episode you had Julie Shaw on, who's in the film.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's in Meet Great. Me Where I Am. And she said, that, and this is something that I carry with me now, she said, I think we're more connected as humans than we think we are through grief. Mm-hmm. And it was so important for me to like have that, like that line of hers too. Yeah. She says so many great things in the film, but that specifically, you know, we interviewed people that had different experiences, come from different backgrounds, and we all experienced this one thing. Yeah. You know, it's not like it's not like political. We don't have to like argue about it. We all experience it. And so if we can connect on that, maybe we can all just be better in our communities about supporting one another.
Yeah.
Such a powerful thing. And it's so right on. It's so accurate. I have an idea why, but I wish it was something that was more out there in the open and discussed and talked about.
It's a bizarre thing because it's so common. We all experience grief. We all experience loss. And it took us having a global pandemic to really kind of start talking about it. We've made a little bit of, you know, space for it now, but that was because during a global pandemic, everyone was experiencing loss of all different kinds.
Yeah.
You know, you had, of course, these painful losses of our loved ones. And then you look at children who maybe experiencing a loss of not being able to see their friends at school or missing the loss of going to the ball game. And so everyone was experiencing grief across the board. But then what America does so great is just like, oh, well, that happened. Let's like try and get back to work as fast as we can and forget about it. And you're like, well, we're all still grieving. Can we make some space for grieving?
Yeah.
There's this, someone told me once recently, like there's always this rush to gratitude in grief. Like, and they say all those things like, oh, well, think about, you know, at least you still have another parent. At least you still have another child. At least, you know, anything that starts with at least, we probably shouldn't be saying it in grief.
Yeah.
And it's not that those people are not grateful for their lives. They are. It's that they're experiencing grief right now. And as we move forward, they both can coexist, I learned. Grief and gratitude can coexist. I can be grateful for my life and my health, and I can also be in pain about losing a loved one. And I think we always try and make others feel like, oh, well, if you just be grateful for this and then the pain will go away. And it just, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. You know, there's no pill for our pain to just dissipate in that way.
Well said. Thank you for sharing that. Caitlin says everyone needs to run to Grant's IG to hear his beautiful singing voice.
Yes.
And we're singers as well, Grant. So we're not going to ask you to sing or anything like that because we know how annoying. Not annoying. Actually, that's not right. We know how it is. But that's so cool, man. You sing as well, I guess, huh?
I do. To me, that's something that like for years I like didn't really call myself a singer. I knew it was something that brought me a lot of joy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I studied theater and I did musicals, like, you know, it's not like it's foreign to me, but I think after experiencing some like personal loss, I used it as healing. Like it was a way to like help me. It was therapy for my grief. And I encourage anyone that's in grief to sort of find that thing that they can turn to. You know, there's so many things, and I say try as many as you can to see like what can work for your healing. And just because you're healing, like I want to say like too, there's, you know, there's no end to it. It's like being a lifelong learner.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just say, okay, I learned everything and now we're done.
Yeah.
It's you continue on with that, and like I said, it changes.
Yeah.
There's before we turn it over to you, Grant, I warned you that we like to close the show with our guests. I always say that, warn. I don't know why, but I prepared you, or I what's the other word I should say? I informed you. Let's just go with that. But there's some comments that I do want to go through and share. Suzanne says, I like to see your movie, Grant. Hope it will help myself and lots of others. I have lost my mother 12 years ago. It still hurts seeing the pain in her eyes. Go ahead. You can comment on that if you want.
I was going to say, of course it still hurts. It's always going to hurt. And it's, we didn't want it to happen. Of course not. But it's perfectly normal for us to still feel the pain of a loved one being gone. because I kind of joke about, you know, the last stage of grief, acceptance, but it's not acceptable to me to lose a loved one. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay to have that pain be there still. It's part of you. It's part of your identity. And the hope is that, you know, you move forward with that grief.
Yeah.
Sarah says there's something so healing about movement through dance, acting, yoga, whatever. Indeed. And then Sarah also says, that's brilliant. More filmmakers need to do it. It gives a visual and voice to viewers who may feel alone in their grief and normalizes that it's a common thread in the human experience. Adrienne says the best thing my friends and other family did for me was just sitting with me in silence earlier. And Sarah adds consistency and presence show up. And then there is one more. So I don't know if that's my internet going out, but Bommy's very chill, Grant. So, and she says, our beloved guest, Gary, definitely looks like the kind of guy you'd catch working on his novel script in a coffee shop. Thank you for joining us. There you go, Grant. Leave it to Bommy. She'll always have fun with it. But okay, I think we are at a point where we can now, if it's okay with you, Grant, give you that final message moment where you can leave the audience with whatever it is you want to leave them with. It could be on topic, off topic. It could be something you learned while filming. Anything you want. It could be something completely different, a poem, a saying, a song, whatever you want to share with our community. The floor is yours.
Well, I'm certainly, thank you both so much for this. I really appreciate it. I certainly think that, as I've said, grief changes us. I am a different person today than I was, you know, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. And it's kind of getting back to that, you know, we don't wish the event happened, but I'm grateful for the person that I've become experiencing loss and making this film and the people that I've met along the way. And that's meaningful to me, the relationships I've made with people. And I forgive me if I misquote it, but there's a quote by Lincoln, and I'm going to try and say it correctly. I think it was, to believe in the things you can see and touch is no belief at all, but to believe in the unseen is a triumph and a blessing. And what I mean when I use that is that grief taught me things that I never thought possible were in fact possible. And that goes for both the good and the bad. Grief teaches you that things you never thought were possible were in fact possible. And at the same time, you can move forward and experience beauty and have new relationships with people that you never knew existed. And so to trust that as you move forward, be open to that. I'm not asking anyone to forget their person. I'm not asking anyone to forget their grief, forget their pain, or even think that they have to be over anything. I would certainly not want to rush anyone to try and be out of grief. But more so, I'm here to encourage people to find healing. And I just would want to be someone that can support people, you know, and meet them in their grief where they are.
Well said. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Grant Gary. The film is called Meet Me Where I Am. For more information, you can go to grantgary.com, GRANTGARRY.com. You can visit his Instagram, or I should say the film's Instagram, Meet Me Where I Am Film. Again, that's the at symbol. Meet Me Where I Am Film. Go check out the Instagram, and let's do all we can to get this film more present so many more people who need to see it can see it. It's a way of healing that, you know, as premiere. someone, yeah. someone who's lost someone, it was one specific book that I had to labor through to find that really helped my trajectory to healing. And it's films like Grant's that can really help so many people. So spread the word, share some posts from the Instagram page. Do whatever you can to just spread the word. Taj or Grant, anything else I may have missed before we completely close the show?
Yes, I am just curious. I asked a lot of people, like, you know, through the film, you know, where they are in their grief journey now. And I kind of wanted to ask you guys, how does it, what is your experience with grief now, in this moment?
Interesting.
You want to go first, Taj?
I can't go first. I mean,
yeah,
in general, you know, with the loss of my mom, it wasn't until we started these podcasts that I actually had opened up about it in that way. I was one of those people that didn't want to, I don't really want to say confronted. It was throughout the whole process when we lost her, it was like, I was the older brother. So I had to deal with those kind of things and responsibilities. So I didn't really have a grieving space to grieve at that point. And I just kind of pushed it down the line, but these podcasts and people coming on has really made me able to talk about it and has been such a learning experience and process in itself. But I think what you said about being kind of in a way grateful, even though that sounds like a weird word to say when you're including grief in there, but I am proud of who I am in that way and being more empathetic / good human being because of what I've experienced. And I think that is partly because I've experienced the grief and I know what that pain feels like in that way. And so that's what resonated to me when we were talking and you mentioned that. So I think that was right on the spot in that way. I obviously, you know, I'm happy with what it's made me, but at the same time, I wouldn't wish it on anyone, but it's like, but I'm happy of the person I became and the life I'm living. So it's like a weird parallel.
I think, thanks for all that too, Todd. I think for me, you know, obviously it's been 20 something years, but the grief is still there. It's just in a different form. Yep. You know, now instead of grieving loss events or lost time with my mother, it's more, I think of it how my kids don't have that amazing, loving grandmother. We'll never have it. So it definitely changes forms. But like Taj said, I think doing these shows have really helped me more than I ever thought it would. We didn't really do any therapy when we were young, for various reasons, but it's important to get it out and to talk about it and to understand that you're not alone. And that's what I've learned, you know, primarily in doing these shows. And, you know, it's been an important adventure. You know, Taj, almost 6 years in doing these shows, and it's been a very powerful healing thing. Wonderful.
Yeah. Your internet's crapping out, but yeah.
It's amazing what just talking about it can do.
Yeah.
And there are so many people that have these experiences, and the tragic part is they feel like they can't talk about it. And so it's really nice that there are spaces out there now. You guys are creating space for that, for people to talk about their grief. And you know, grief is anything, any sort of, we touch on a little bit in the film, but you know, it's like, what is grief? And it's any time anything changes in our lives, a change we didn't want. And so it can be the loss of a loved one. It can be the death of a relationship or a pet or the loss of a job. You know, a lot of times we don't think about it. Like you were just saying, TJ, about the kids, and you're also grieving the future that you were supposed to have with them. And so like that goes too. And so how do we deal with that? But to reiterate, I have found many grieving people just want to talk about it. And how can we be better listeners and how can we create more, a better space for them? Because these are our friends and our loved ones.
Yep.
Well, so well said. Well said. All right. I think it's, we're ready to close. I just want to highlight this one comment from Jennifer who says, I just want to piggyback on the sitting in silence for your friend. That is the realest comment in fact ever. Just let your friend talk and listen with empathy. So for anyone who has a friend that may be dealing with a significant loss, there you go. Just be there for them. As Barbara also says, just being there is the best soul healer. So just want to thank everyone, the community, you, Grant, for taking the time. Again, the film is called Meet Me Where I Am. You can go to, might as well plug it again, Instagram at Meet Me Where I Am Film, or you can go to grantgary.com to learn more about it.
Yes.
We are going to sign off, everyone. Again, Grant, on behalf of my brother and our entire foundation and the community, we thank you for your time and thank you for making this film. We are here supporting you. However, we as a community can help, please let us know. For everyone out there, thank you for joining us on today's Power of Love. We will be back next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, please be safe and always practice love. Adios to everyone out there. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.